Welcome to the Couch Time Podcast, where we give you tools to connect with your student and point them to Jesus. I'm Ryan, and I'm joined by and with
Caleb
and Steven.
Woo! All right. We've got a good podcast for you today, and I want to start with asking a question of Steven and Caleb.
Let's hear it.
It is this. When you were in high school, put your mind back into high school Steven, high school Caleb. Did you enjoy coming to church on a Sunday morning?
I did for the most part, especially because, like, I mean, that's where the majority of my friends were. I got to see them. Another chance to see them.
Yep.
Yeah, for the most part, I enjoyed it. I didn't enjoy waking up in the morning, but that was a good enough motivation for me to show up.
Okay.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. It looked different throughout my life a lot of times. So my dad was like an interim pastor at a lot of churches. He was an interim youth pastor at a lot of churches. Mm. So the early part of my high school career, we bounced around a lot of smaller churches, but it was like a thing we did as a family. And then, so it was a little rough early on at some of the churches we were at. Then we were part of a church plant for a period of time. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed that. So we were setting it up in the mornings, putting it on, running it, helping do different things, serving in different ways. And then when we came to Grace, that was my junior year of high school, my family came, but also there was a large group of people from my high school mm-hmm. with Young Life, mm-hmm. and we would all sit together. So I would be there with my Young Life leaders, my best friend, and we would also be inviting kids from our high school to come to church with us. So it was also like another opportunity of us trying to invest in and pour into other students at our school. And we'd go and we'd pick up kids on Sunday mornings and drive them to church with us. Then we'd take them home afterwards. So I really enjoyed Sunday mornings, especially at Grace. When I was there with my Young Life leaders, I was bringing other high school kids or having them spend the night on Saturday night so they could come to church with me on Sunday mornings. And it was a really cool time period of my life, my junior and senior year. And I wasn't involved in youth group at this point, so I didn't know any of the Grace kids. Mm-hmm. But me and my group from Dixie Heights, we came, we had a row. In front of us was the Walton Verona row. Behind us was the Ryle row. Mm-hmm. And we all kind of had a squad over there on the right side of the sanctuary. So it was a good time.
I love it.
I was on the left side.
Yeah. Brad would every once in a while point us out. Be like, I love that the Young Life kids are all here. It was cool.
Yes.
It was one of the only churches that really did that in the area. People appreciated it.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
He was very supportive from his sermons, which like meant a lot to the leaders and kids there.
For sure.
Yeah.
Good job out of Brett. Okay, so I did not enjoy it. Now I also was not saved. Chicken before the egg. I don't know. But I did not enjoy it. I thought church was boring. Anytime my mom would try to get my brother and I to go, we just threw a fit and just did not want to go. Last time, this is a long story. The last time we went to church when I was ninth grade or something, we got thrown up on during Christmas Eve service.
Oh.
And then that was like this like poor like fifth grader just like threw up all over the back of our pew. And
oh my gosh.
And that just gave me the ammunition to my mom of like, yeah, we ain't going. So like, remember last
kids
time?
Kids gonna puke on me.
Yeah, we literally got thrown up on. And my mom was like, yeah, I remember that. You're right, we're not going. So yeah. But one of the things I observe just as a youth pastor is the spectrum of students that we get coming to youth.
Yeah.
Where we have kids coming to youth on a Sunday night who love going to church on a Sunday morning.
Yep.
We have kids that come to youth on a Sunday night who attend, but you can tell or they'll tell me, yeah, I don't really enjoy being there on a Sunday morning. I much prefer youth on a Sunday night.
Yep.
And then we have kids who just we never see on a Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have kids that their families aren't involved at Grace at all.
Families aren't going.
They come on Sunday nights.
Yep.
And we also have kids that don't enjoy coming on Sunday mornings or Sunday nights, but they have to go to both. So, you know, that's also another spectrum.
Now, one of my a heart that I have for our church is that we would have students who not only love coming to youth on a Sunday night, but love coming to our church on a Sunday morning as well.
Yeah.
Because a big part, and it's not everything. There's a lot of what it means to be the church, but a large part of what we do at Grace Fellowship Church is on a Sunday morning. So we sit under teaching, whether that be in the main service or kids ministry services. They get taught the Word of God. They worship together. We do the sacraments together. We see baptisms. We do communion once a month.
Mm-hmm.
This past Sunday, we did child dedications. It's not a sacrament, but it's a big part of casting the vision for what it means to be the church, how we're praying for little kids and supporting them. Like, there are all these wonderful yeah. things going on a Sunday morning that if your child either isn't going or is sort of showing up but not interested, like, just totally, I mean, it's like pulling teeth trying to get them there.
Yeah.
It just, it's missing a part of what we hope to see for students. Does this yeah. make sense?
Yeah.
Does this
yeah.
make yeah, sense?
Yeah, I think it's probably an even more issue maybe to talk about and be working through if they're loving youth group but hating
yes.
Sunday oh, mornings. Like, yeah. if they're hating both, okay, there's some other, like, heart
yes.
issues of what is going on completely. Like, you have no interest for the things of God or for mm-hmm. community or for anything. But if you're loving youth group and then just hating Sunday mornings, like, I feel like there's just some conversations that could happen of why is there that big separation between the two? And what are you either missing about the point of Sunday mornings and why we're gathering to worship and what that looks like as a whole community, as the body? Or, like, what is it about youth group that you're loving so much? Are you missing? Like, we're doing the same. Like, we're worshiping. We're teaching for an extended period of time. And then we're going and having community groups and talking about it. So why is that so much more intriguing than Sunday mornings to you? What's going on in your heart?
Yep.
When did you begin to want to go to church on Sunday mornings? How did that happen?
That's a great, let me see. When did I start to? I started to want to go. This just leads directly into the, I started to want to go to church. I was just thrown into, helping with the youth and kids ministry on a Sunday morning.
Whoa. That's awesome. That's
really cool. I've never loved being sort of just showing up and being the recipient of something. Mm-hmm. I want to be involved. Mm. I'm 280. I need something tangible to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will be able to receive and they want to be, the youth pastor I was serving with told me, he's like, you are not going to be able to help lead these students if you're not growing yourself. I was mm-hmm. like, oh, mm-hmm. part of how you grow is if you sit under biblical teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, being involved and getting involved in the church helped me enjoy showing up on a Sunday morning. Yeah. And I even think that's really interesting what you said. Your favorite church you enjoyed going to when you were in high school is which one?
Well, I like them. I mean, both.
But you loved the church plant, right?
I loved the church plant and I loved Grace, but both of them were directly involved with I was also taking ownership mm-hmm. over things.
Yes.
So, like, when I was at Grace, like I said, like, people were coming with me. I was inviting people.
Oh, that's
I was praying, like, that this person would come with me to church. When I was younger in high school, same thing. I had friends that were coming with me to church. When I was at the church startups that my dad was helping with be a part of Intrum, we were building the youth group, and I had friends from my neighborhood that were coming with me.
That's cool.
So that was kind of all throughout my life was kind of how things were modeled for me, and the Lord gave me some desire graciously for that when I was young. But a lot of it was due to serving and ownership, and I think an understanding of more of what's the point.
Yes.
I think that's where most kids are missing it.
Yep.
And maybe in families and parents and adults and old people are like – a lot of people are doing it ritualistically,
mm-hmm.
coming, okay, I come, I sing some songs, I listen to someone talk for a while.
Yep.
It can get me emotionally happy for a little bit, and then I go home and I eat lunch, and then I forget about it.
Yes.
And I think that's just the issue across all of generations, especially for students who are just like, why are we even doing this? Mm-hmm. What am I even, like, I'm waking up early and I'm listening to some dude talk for a while.
Yep.
And I think that's kind of what we want to talk about today is that having those conversations of why are we going to church, this building, what is the point of this? Like, the church is a lot bigger than this, but we're all finding value in this Sunday morning service for a purpose. What is that? And how can you be not just a recipient, but also a, what's the opposite of recipient? Contributor.
Yeah.
But also a contributor to the church on Sunday mornings, which is where you begin to grow even more, serve even more, and they just, like, go hand in hand, you know. So, yeah.
You gave a good summary, I think, of, like, what is the church? Why do we want to be a part of the church? And I think that's right. I mean, we want to grow together as a community. We want to go make disciples, fulfill the Great Commission.
Well, I think some people probably don't see sitting under teaching as them growing because they're not taking time to really meditate on what is being mm-hmm. said. But you said it earlier, sitting under good biblical teaching is a massive way that the Lord grows his believer, like grows people in sanctification.
Yep.
And that only, it doesn't come if you just sit there and just like begrudge it the whole time. Mm-hmm. But if you're engaging and listening and questioning and asking, is that true? Is what Pastor Brad just said true? Like, do I agree with that? Weighing it against scripture yourself, then letting the Spirit use it to grow you and shape you. Then there's like the maturity and growth that comes along with it, I feel like.
Well, and there's also something else, like the, you could just sit and listen to a podcast or YouTube videos of sermons and stuff. And like, I mean, you still would, you have probably amazing teaching online. Mm-hmm. However, there's a big difference between that and being around other believers. Mm-hmm. And there's something about that fellowship that grows believers exponentially.
Yeah. Good. So here's my, here was what I wanted to talk about really to dig in a little bit this today is what would it look like or how nice would it be if your kids loved showing up on a Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got kids, I think, in our youth who do.
Yep.
And we've got kids who don't, right? And that's fine. But what I did, we've created a list of just tools or ways we think that you, things that you can do to help get your kids to love showing up on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Is that fair?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And I mean, even if you follow these things, it doesn't mean your kid is guaranteed to love going Sunday mornings.
No.
Like it's more like a proverb than like an actual formula.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. These are things that we have found that we feel like help people want to engage more and find ownership over and get you excited about being there in the morning.
That's good. So, Caleb, why don't you lead us with number one, first idea or principle to help your kid love showing up on a Sunday morning?
Well, I mean, Stephen kind of touched on this already. It's serving. And the big thing about serving is, like, it is, like, you have ownership and you get invested in it, which is huge. I mean, like, I just know in my personal life, the more I'm involved in what the church is doing, the more I actually want to be there.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm one of my pastors, maybe Eric, maybe a guy from college, said something along the lines of the greatest recipients of serving are like the people serving or something along the lines. The greatest recipients That's of ministry good. Are the people doing the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And you alluded to it earlier when it came to teaching and helping serve students. But I have found so much when, let's say I'm leading a Bible study, the amount that I'm matured and grown by having to figure out how to lead a Bible study is way more than the people I'm leading the Bible study to.
Yes.
Because I'm having to read it, figure out how I'm going to expound upon this, how I'm going to exegete this, how I'm going to ask questions that's going to help them understand it. And that's one way with going through God's word and leading some sort of study. But any sort of service, you see the bigger picture and you're a part of something greater and you're living according to the mission that God has set out from you and the good works that he's planned in advance for you to do, and you're being a part of his kingdom and not just like sitting in it, taking. It gets bored after a while to just eat a bunch of food. You know, sometimes you need to give some other people some food. And so I think you also get relationships are deeper. You can come to Sunday morning services and just sit there and then you can leave. And most people do. And you don't ever have to talk to anybody.
Yep.
You don't ever have to get known by anybody. You don't have to ever be close to anybody. But let's say you're leading a children's ministry class. Okay, you have another teacher you're doing it with. And now you have people that you're saying hi to. And now you know parents that are dropping off your kids. And now you know the check-in lady who you have to check in with every morning because you're there to serve. And you build relationships cross generations, either as a high school student, as a middle school student, as an adult, as an older person. And you're all serving together, whether that's welcoming people in the mornings, welcoming that's helping usher people to their seats, whether that's working in children's ministry. There's so making the coffee in the morning. Okay, now you're going as a family and you're making the coffee together. You're talking to the other people that are making the coffee. And you see, oh, wow, there's also this whole band that's here at 7 a.m. getting ready. And you like you just see the body at work.
Mm-hmm.
Where when you're just coming and sitting down, you don't see all the different components and moving parts in work that is going into trying to be obedient to what the Lord has called us to not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but to encourage one another as daily And that's an opportunity even on Sunday mornings. I don't know if that was in the same passage or not. Maybe I mixed two verses. Maybe it was the same passage. I'm not really sure. But that's an opportunity to encourage is by serving. So
yeah. I love it. Yeah. I think that's all. I don't even know if I have anything to add there. That was just good.
Well, I think another thing, though, is if you think about what Jesus did on earth, he served. Like, mm-hmm. And if we're supposed to be like Jesus, like, that is a great way to do it is in your local church, serving your local church. So if you want to be more like Jesus, then serve.
Yeah, I taught on this the other day, this verse, and it's James 4:17. It says, whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. It's also a component of, hey, we know we should be serving. It's a very common thing talked about mm-hmm. in the church. Mm-hmm. Parents, we know we should be serving. Kids are a part of the church, whether you're a hand or a head, like the body needs you. You're called to serve. Mm. And that doesn't have to be at your local church. You could serve in all sorts of ways. But serving at the local church is probably the easiest way to start getting involved. And it's your family who you're called to be a part of. So it's a natural place that you should begin serving. If you know it and you're not doing it, like it's sinful. Like you're not being obedient to what the Lord has called you to. And so it's like, that's another way to challenge yourself and challenge your kids is like, hey, this is also what obedience to the Lord looks like, is to serve the body and family that he's given you to get to be a part of, that he's specifically placed you in for this season. Serve. Like, let's be obedient. So, yep.
And I also think like serving in your local church is kind of like the T-ball of serving. Like it's so easy to do it and mm-hmm. so consistent, while like, if you want, like, it's good to serve outside as well, but, like, it takes more work and more, like, time investment usually to do that. Yeah. This is something that's, especially for someone in middle school or high school, like, this is an easy introduction into serving.
And there's a joy that comes from serving. I mean, there's the reward, and you're like, oh, this is awesome. This is exciting.
Yep. So mm-hmm. if you're looking for ways, if you're thinking for ways, how can we as a family serve? I think at all of our campuses, we've got coffee ministry, we've got welcome team, we've got ushers in the aisle seating people, we've got, what else do we have? Children's ministry.
Students are the best welcome people. You get a church, you show up to a church, and let's say there's five kids outside welcoming people, that's different. You know, that's not common.
Yep.
But it's so easy, and kids have this energy about them, and it brings life to the church.
Yep.
I think that's something to really push your kids to do.
Yep. I love it. So that's number one, get them serving. Number two, I'll lead with this one. I wrote, reward the behavior you want to see. And so what I mean by that is, like, I loved one of the incentives an old youth pastor used to do with me in like our little youth group was when we would go to church, it's like, we're getting lunch afterwards. Hmm. And that gave me like a thing to look forward to beyond just the service of like, we're going to do this fun thing together. And I've heard of families doing like breakfast together before church, or we get donuts together before we go. And so it's just like a little tip that we'll give to you guys of like, make the thing feel special, make it feel a little bit different. Like, this isn't just an ordinary morning. Mm. Like, this is something fun and enjoyable that we get to do together. And it's all centered around like creating memories together, that sort of thing. Does this make sense?
Yeah. I think there's other cheaper ways to do that too. Like, if you can't afford to go out to eat every time, or find something that you could do uniquely. Anything that we celebrate, we do unique things for birthdays, holidays, whatever. So gathering together to worship with the family of God, find something uniquely as a family that can make that a special event that you do on a weekly basis that reminds you of, like, wow, this is not just a normal day. Like, this is special.
Yep. It's great.
I think that's great.
And also, I remember growing up, like, one of the things that I got to do was I got to go over to my friends' houses after church.
Hmm.
And, like, I actually know some friends that I had this one friend. He would always invite someone over to his house afterwards. And it was really cool because it's like, I would look forward to it because, you know, I could go over to his house sometimes. And it was something else that I associated with church that I got to look forward to.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's good. Third little tip I want to give you is to model how we want our kids to engage at church. So sort of the thought behind this is that you, in high school, like a high schooler that comes to our church is going to have, how many Sundays do we have in a year? 52 in theory. 52 Sundays. If you're going to church, they're going to see how you engage at church, and they're more often than not going to follow that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to leave an impression. Hmm. And so I think, you know, small things of like we already talked about serving. If they see you serving, they're going to want to serve as well. If they see you taking notes during the sermon, they're also going to want to do that.
I don't take
as well.
Notes during sermons. I'm like an auditorial guy. I just sit and listen.
Auditorial. Okay, yeah.
And I just, but I take mental notes, so maybe I should take notes.
Do you have your phone out during the sermon?
Sometimes. Sorry. Maybe I'm a horrible example. This is how I did school too. But
no, that's okay.
I'm like really engaged. Like, I tell you what it's about. But yes, sometimes I do. I'll send a text message or something like that. But just I felt like I should be honest right now.
Well, that's all right.
But I do it in some other ways.
Yeah. How so?
So I am engaged. I do like to talk about it later. I do remember the stories and illustrations and things, and I can explain and have conversations.
Yes.
And I go up to people and I say hi, and I talk to people between services and stuff like that. Yep. I have my Bible. I bring my Bible.
Yep.
And I open it when they tell me to open it, and I read it, and I underline in my Bible, and I circle things and I highlight things. But I mainly do just sit and listen.
Yep.
But it's clearly, I mean, I'll send a text, but then I'm right back there.
You're back there.
Sorry, guys.
You cracked me up.
Just being honest.
I think the reason I put the, you might be doing unintentional, you might be, how should I say this? Unintentionally communicating something to your kids if you are distracted during the sermon. If you, you know, aren't serving and just showing up, if you, these sorts of things. So if you're engaged, you're actually sending a better positive message. So, and this is something we have to talk about in student ministry too. Like, hey, leaders, when you're leading a small group, don't be on your phone. You're communicating that what's going on your phone is more important than the kids in front of you. So similarly at church, those sorts of things.
I like one of these things you put, worship. I think I saw it. Maybe I didn't. Yep. Maybe I made it up.
Oh, yeah.
B.
Worship. Worship. Don't sing songs.
Yeah.
Worship.
Mm-hmm.
Which there's a difference. You can just sing all the songs and never think about anything that you're saying, anything that the words are saying, anything about who God is. You're singing a song. So I would say that's another powerful thing is you can tell when someone's really worshiping, and it can look a variety of ways. It could look kind of silently. It could look very expressionally.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are worshiping, see the words, think about what the words are saying and how that is true or has been true in your own life. If you're talking about my sins were nailed to the cross, I'm thinking about like sins that I've done. Like my sins were nailed to the cross. Holy cow. The weight of sin I bear no more. Like, wow, like I am free. Like I'm there's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So when you're singing, like be in prayer, worshiping to God. And that I think changes how you're expressing what you are saying. Either it has more passion behind it or is more thought behind it as more worship. So pray in your singing. Let that be prayers to God. Not just verbalizing words. And I think that shows kids too. It's like, why are we just singing these songs? Well, we're not just singing songs. We are praising God. We're singing to Him, not just to make a bunch of clanging noises. We're making a joyful noise to the Lord. So,
yep.
Yeah. And also, like, so it's my turn to be honest. Like, halfway through, I realized I was just singing the words and I wasn't worshiping. So it's like, but the thing is, like, I mean, you don't have to do it perfectly every time. You don't have to be, you know, but you should be modeling to them, like, hey, like, I love this. I love God. And so I also love this part of my relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
And I think another thing is when it comes to just, like, modeling to them, it's also kind of preparing them also for when they go to college. Like, If they aren't coming on Sunday mornings and then they go to college and then they want to go to church, it's like, do they think this is valuable and why do they think it's valuable?
Yeah.
That's good. All right, I'm going to move on to another one that's not on the list.
Let's go, dude.
I just see for people, another tip is to loiter after church for like another 10 minutes. Honestly, like I think – folks who just leave immediately, and sometimes, like, we're hungry, like, I know, but I always make it a goal to try and meet someone after church that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think again, just with this vision for what is the church, it's we're mutually encouraging one another to go make disciples, to be in community, to engage with one another. Like Brad says, at close range, the start of close range is just meeting someone, right? And sometimes the last 10 minutes, like 10 minutes after service, finding someone, talking to friends in your community group, those sorts of things go a long way than just, all right, Pastor Brad said amen, we're gone.
Yeah, and if you go to second service, show up early. And then you'll catch people going.
Oh, yeah.
Then you'll catch people leaving first service and catching people going into second service.
Oh, that's like, one of my favorite parts is like that 45-minute shoulder.
Yeah.
You know, like in between. You can't, oh, I love that. So that, that's a free one as well.
Nice.
Let's move to number five. Caleb, when you want to go to number five right there?
Yes. So next one is get involved outside the walls of church on Sunday. I mean, this could be anything from like mission trips, life groups, hanging out with other families, just, you know, hanging out with them, doing other things. It doesn't even have to be a specific like Bible study or anything like that. Just more things than just these walls. Because I think another thing, a lot of kids who grow up in the church associate church with a building. And it's more than just the building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally agree. I agree. I think that's a great thing. The more people you know, the more close relationships they have, the more excited they're going to be to see those other close relationships.
Yep. All right. Last one, unless you guys can think of any other ones. Last one, we're youth pastors here.
Let's go.
So the last one we want to lead you with is leverage youth. Okay. So do you know what I mean by this?
I think I do, but you should explain it.
All right. So
I think I could explain it.
But. Here's the deal. In some ways, I think like it is beneficial to your child if when they come on a Sunday morning, they know other students that are at church on a Sunday. Yep. Like part of what the draw for you is you're coming to church with your friends when you were in high school.
Yep.
So even Caleb, I'm sure that was you.
Yep.
For me, I didn't know anyone at church on a Sunday. So why would I come? Like I didn't have any friends there because we would go there twice a year and then get thrown up on. So it's like it's just not going to work. Well, this is in part why we have youth on a Sunday night is we give your students an opportunity to meet other students, meet other leaders. It's almost like training wheels for Sunday morning services.
And my parents were good, too, about letting us have friends sleep over on Saturday nights.
Then
we'd come to church together on Sunday mornings, and they would sit with us. Or I would go and sit with my friends. And, you know, that's sometimes my parents would want me to sit with them. I'd sit with them.
Yep.
Other times I'd go sit with a whole row of students. And it was also – it was a cool visual, I think, also for the church to see, like, a whole group of students sitting together and being like, wow.
Yep.
There's a lot of students here, you know, at this church. So I think, going to youth group, the closer they get to their leaders are going to be at church.
Yep.
So the closer they get to their leaders, the closer they get to other kids in group and are talking about things and then are hanging out afterwards until youth group starts on a Sunday night is all beneficial to their growth and maturity and sanctification if they're a Christian as they're learning through watching you, they're learning through sitting under teaching, they're learning through worship, what the life of a believer looks like and how to continue to grow up, you know, into Christ. So,
well, and there's also a big difference between, you know, looking out in a crowd and seeing a sea of faces versus like, oh, there's Billy, there's Jane, there's, you know, whoever. Like when you actually know people and get excited to see them, talk to them.
Yeah.
Like, that's huge. Like, and I mean, I know growing up here, like, I loved coming to Sunday mornings because I got to see my friends. I got to see my leaders.
Yeah.
Those people who invest in my life.
Which at a 2,000 person church, if you're going to be able to do that, you need to be serving. You need to be in community groups.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You need to be at youth group where you're going to be around other people your age. Like, those are the ways that you're going to be able to make those connections and friendships and be the church and be a family is if you are getting yourself involved in those different things. And then when you come to Sunday morning, you're worshiping with people that you know mm-hmm. that are your family. You're worshiping and sitting under teaching and preaching from someone you've sat under for a long period of time to where you understand Brad as a leader and a person and the other leaders that preach. So I think it's important to develop those relationships and be the family of God. And Sunday morning service is an amazing opportunity to continue to grow as you sit under preaching and teaching and you serve the body each and every week And like you said, there's only a limited amount of Sundays they'll have that opportunity as students. So utilize them and kind of try not to waste them as they will go by quickly.
Yep. So in sum, some ideas we gave you all, serve to reward the behavior you want to see. So doing something fun, make it meaningful. Three, model what you want, how, what and how you want your students to engage. Loiter around after service, hang out with people. Get involved outside the walls of church on a Sunday morning, and leverage youth.
Yeah.
And so what I would do if I were you, pick one and focus on moving forward. And let us know, Stephen, Caleb, and I, if there's any ways that we can help you engage in this way. So if that's helping you find a way to serve, if that's getting, you know, coffee or lunch with your student before they come to youth so that they're comfortable, whatever, however we can do to help you. We're pretty good connectors. We know a lot of people. We would love to help in that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, all right, that's all we got. Oh, no, one thing before we leave. This week is the last week for you to register for camp before registration closes.
It's coming up. Oh, my word.
A parent came into youth last week and said, 1 month to camp. I was like, oh, my gosh, you're right. Technically,
it's May,
and then it's June, and we're there. So we're ready. We're excited.
So if you want to guarantee they're going to get a T-shirt that fits them, if you want to guarantee they're going to have a ride on the bus,
yep,
register them for camp. Mm-hmm. It closes on Sunday night or Monday of the 15th and 16th.
Yeah. So, Sunday night, you can register. Monday closed.
Yeah.
So get them in.
Yep.
You can get all that information, all the details at graceky.org/summercamp.
Got it.
Sound good?
Love you guys.
All right. Peace out. We'll catch you next time.
Woo!
Thanks for listening.
Have any other questions or topics that you would find helpful for us to discuss? Text couchtime, one word, to 94,000.
If this podcast is helpful for you, please consider giving us a 5-star rating and sharing it with other parents.